Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll free 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us. It's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, the insurance market globally has been hit hard over the past few years from multiple natural disasters, the COVID-19 pandemic, increasing inflation, civil unrest, and more. Many national insurance carriers are no longer writing business in claim-prone states such as California and Florida. Some are predicting that this insurance market is the hardest since the 1980s. With the rising cost of claims and their own insurance, insurance companies are raising their rates to keep up, and this means having to pay more premium for your coverage. Now, we put together some tips to help you take a look at your coverage and make sure that you are well covered while also hopefully reducing your insurance bill. And I've got a few tips here for you. If you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on to this podcast, it's easy enough. Just go in the upper right corner of the blog, type in insurance hard market tips, and it'll bring you to the tips that I have for you today. First one I want to share with you is update your home's insurance replacement cost estimate. Most home insurance policies includes a rating factor that increases your dwelling coverage on average 3-4% each year to keep pace with inflation. Now, this compounds year after year and could, over a period of time, get away from the true replacement cost of your home. Talk with your hometown insurance agent and update your home's replacement cost estimate to check that you are not over-insuring your home. I've had this several times already this year where a client has contacted me and said, hey, can you take a look at my home insurance bill? It's a bit high. So I've taken a look at it, and in one particular case, the policy was enforced for about 10 years, and with the rating factor for inflation increasing it, I think it was increasing it like 4% each year. So the home ended up being overinsured by almost $100,000. So what we did was is we reduced the dwelling coverage down to about where it should be as far as what the insurance companies figuring the replacement cost of the home should be. And that did lower their premium by, I can't remember if it was like $100 or $150 in that particular case. So you definitely want to make sure that your replacement cost is up to date. If you happen to, I know people during the pandemic, they added a deck. They did some home improvements since they were stuck at home. They finished off their basement and did some other things. You need to let your insurance agent know of anything that you've done to your home. If you got a new roof, many insurance companies include a discount for having a new roof. If you added a deck to your home, again, if you finished off the basement, if you added a bathroom, if you remodeled your kitchen and updated it with like granite countertops, or you know, put in all new appliances, that kind of stuff, you definitely need to let your insurance agent know. To make sure that the replacement cost on your home reflects those changes that you've made to the dwelling. Second tip I have for you is check your scheduled items. A lot of people do have scheduled items on their policy. we've talked about it before on this podcast about scheduling items on your home insurance, such as jewelry and electronics. Scheduling items, number one, eliminates the deductible in case of a loss, and then also adds additional peril coverage, including mysterious disappearance. Check your home insurance schedule for accuracy, as you may have sold, given away, or replaced an item. So you may have listed an iPhone 7. Well, in the meantime, you ended up upgrading over the years, and now you've got an iPhone 13. So you definitely want to make sure that you update that schedule. You also need to verify the values of your items, with jewelry especially. The price for precious metals has increased significantly over the last few years, so you want to make sure that your jewelry value is correct. And again, the one thing that comes to mind is about 15 years ago, I had a client that had a ring scheduled on their homeowner's policy. It disappeared, got lost, disappeared. They did have it scheduled. They had it insured for $1,000. At the time that they purchased it, that was the value at the time. That's what it cost them, was $1,000. Well, when they took the appraisal that they had when they originally bought it, took it to a jeweler to see what it would cost to recreate that that ring, they got an estimate back that it was going to be $1,700 to replace that ring with the dimensions and the description on the appraisal. Well, the insurance company only paid $1,000. So, unfortunately, they were out $700 on that, because, again, the value to replace that ring today, or at the time, was $1,700, and they had it only insured for $1,000. So you definitely want to make sure that your jewelry especially is up to date as far as values. Some other things to consider is other things you may have scheduled down there is you may have like snowmobiles, you may have watercraft, you may have ATVs, other things that may be covered on your homeowner's policy. Double check to make sure you still own those things. Another situation, I had a client that had sold their snowmobile 2 years prior and contacted me and said, yeah, we got our homeowner's insurance renewal, and I see that we're still insuring a snowmobile that we got rid of 2 years ago. Well, unfortunately, they didn't contact me to remove the snowmobile, so I couldn't backdate the change 2 years, and they fully understood that. I did get it off the policy immediately, so moving forward, they were no longer paying for it. And insuring that snowmobile was, I think, a good $200 a year, so they were paying $400 for an item scheduled on their homeowner's policy that they no longer owned. So definitely check your scheduled items to see if you have anything on there that needs to be updated or changed. Now, when it comes to your auto insurance, one thing that I recommend is you verify your medical coverage. Some have opted to have their personal health insurance cover injuries related to automobile accidents in order to save money on their auto insurance. A lot of people are thinking, well, hey, I've got health insurance that would cover me in an auto accident. Why do I need it on my auto policy? So they've either elected to make their auto policy excess, means that they would be secondary, or completely opt out of coverage on their automobile policy altogether and just rely on their health insurance. Now, in the past few years, again, some health insurance companies have looked at their plans and said, you know what, automobile injuries should be covered by automobile insurance. So we are no longer going to be primary moving forward in case of an automobile accident with injuries related to an automobile accident. That's what your auto insurance is for. That's who you should be relying on for coverage for your injuries. Now, If you've opted to make your personal health insurance responsible for your automobile accident injuries, verify that the health insurance plan will be primary for such injuries. If not, you need to talk to your insurance agent about making changes on your auto insurance. Failing to update the medical coverage on your auto insurance could result in either a large medical deductible or possible denial of an automobile injury claim. There are some companies that, you know, if you opt for having your auto insurance secondary and your primary health insurance carrier denies the claim or says that we aren't going to be primary in there, there are some insurance companies that have, in that case, if that were to happen, you would have like a $5,000 or $7,500 medical deductible. So you would be responsible personally for the first $5,000 or $7,500 in injury bills before your auto insurance would pay for it. Or they could flat out say, hey, you said your health insurance was going to be primary. That's not true. So we unfortunately are going to deny an injury claim because you did not update your policy accordingly. So definitely take a look at that. I've had a couple of insureds within the last year tell me that the health insurance at their work sent letters stating that they would no longer be primary in an auto accident and that you need to talk to your auto insurance agent or auto insurance company and make sure that on the medical portion of your auto insurance that you have it so your auto insurance carrier covers the medical bills because they would no longer be primary in an auto accident. So it's something to consider for sure. Next thing you should consider is optional coverage or deductibles on your auto insurance, comprehensive or other than collision, and collision coverage tend to be the more expensive ones on your auto insurance policy. Consider the value of your vehicle and the possibility to replace it in a reasonable amount of time before opting to eliminate coverage. Again, we talked about this. If you go back through our blogs or our podcast, we do talk about you know, eliminating coverage on your auto insurance as far as the physical damage. We ask two questions here at our agency. Number one, what's the vehicle worth? And number two, if it were to get totaled in an accident, how long would it take you to replace that vehicle? If the answers to the question are if the vehicle's worth like $2,500 or less, it may be time to consider changing the type of coverage that you have or eliminating coverage altogether. Then the second question is if you're able to replace a vehicle in a reasonable amount of time, I mean a couple weeks, you know, of course, during that time you're going to be you know, relying on rides from friends or borrowing vehicles from your family members or whatnot until you can replace the vehicle. Or, you know, if you have a down payment available for a used vehicle or another vehicle, if you can replace the vehicle within, say, a two to three week period, that may be a consideration to eliminate coverage. But if you don't have any way to replace your vehicle within a reasonable amount of time, you definitely want to consider leaving coverage on the vehicle. So at least if your vehicle is deemed a total loss, the money that you get for it, you can at least use that to either rent a vehicle until you're able to replace it or use that as a down payment on a new vehicle or another vehicle for yourself. Talk to your insurance agent about increasing deductibles or changing collision options to either standard. Standard collision means that the deductible applies to at-fault and not-at-fault accidents only. So whether you're at fault or not in an accident, the deductible applies. This kind of stinks when it comes to a hit-and-run situation like in a parking lot. If you're in a regular two-car accident and you're not at fault, you can go after the at-fault party to get your deductible reimbursed. But if it's a hit and run in a parking lot, or if you slide off into a ditch, One car accident, sliding off into a ditch is considered an at-fault accident. You collided with the ditch. The ditch didn't collide with you, okay? With standard collision, you've got to pay that deductible, and you can't go after anybody for reimbursement. The other option you may consider is limited collision, or some states it's called 50-50 collision, where collision coverage applies to not at fault accidents only. I like to call that, and I've mentioned this on podcasts in years past, I consider limited collision to be coverage for mistakes other people make. So if somebody else hits me, if somebody makes the mistake of hitting me, they're at fault, then I have coverage to get my vehicle fixed. If I make the mistake, if I get into an accident, I cause the damage, then I understand that collision coverage is not covered and it's on me. And then I either drive the vehicle if it's safe to drive with it looking ugly, or I pay to have it repaired, or I take whatever the scrap man will give me for it. So those are some considerations as well. But again, make sure that the two things that you really need to keep in mind are the coverage versus the savings. I mean, if you, if eliminating physical damage coverage off of your vehicle is only going to save you $50 or $100 or, $200, keep that in mind for, again, if you get into an at-fault accident, you're going to get whatever the scrap man gives you for the vehicle. Is that worth the savings that you have on your auto insurance? That's what it comes down to. And lastly, the tip I have for you is check your rates. If you have an independent insurance agent, talk with them about checking your insurance rates with other carriers they represent. If you choose to shop around, make sure you're getting quotes that are comparable to your current coverage. Oftentimes, online web quotes don't include required coverage for your state, or they eliminate optional coverage that are important. Don't forget about the claims you've turned in within the last 5 years or any driving activity on your license. The rate may look good, but could turn out to be a bad deal if you forgot about a speeding ticket or an at-fault accident you had. My experience with some of these online quotes is here in the state of Michigan, they'll eliminate all the optional coverages. So they'll eliminate limited property damage. They will put a deductible on your medical coverage. They will quote you standard collision. Those are some things to consider. If you've got a medical deductible on your auto insurance, so, you get injured in an auto accident and, you may have a $300 or $500 deductible, maybe even a $1,000 deductible for your medical. Limited property damage here in the state of Michigan is a big one. You hit somebody and they don't have physical damage on their vehicle, or if they've got a deductible, like if they got standard collision and have a deductible, they can go after you for up to $3,000 now. They can go after you for damage to their vehicle or for reimbursement of their deductible. Limited property damage is very inexpensive here in the state of Michigan. I think it's like $10 a year. And then you have up to $3,000 worth of coverage. So again, if you get into an at-fault accident, the other person has a $500 standard deductible, your auto insurance will cover their deductible. If they don't have physical damage and they get an estimate for repairs and say, let's say it's for $2,000, your auto insurance company is going to pay that $2,000 because you've got up to $3,000 worth of coverage. So for $10 a year, that's an optional coverage that I would recommend, and I always quote with my auto insurance clients. So be wary when you do shop online, and again, have a copy of your policy available, and make sure that you're matching what you have when you're going out and getting those quotes to make sure you're getting an apples-to-apples quote. Again, if you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. That'll bring you to today's blog. If you happen to be listening later on, easy enough, in the upper right of that blog, type in Insurance Hard Market Tips, and that will bring you to the blog post associated with this podcast with all the tips that I shared with you today. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that, too. Email address is mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a wonderful week. Hope you have a safe week. And as always, take care.